I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on September 26th, 2019. The Free Software Foundation has announced that nominations for its annual Free Software Awards are now open. In addition to the usual individual and organizational awards, this year introduces a new category to recognize exceptional newcomers to the free software field. Nominations for all three awards are via the Free Software Foundation's website and close on Wednesday, November 6th. Amazon is gunning for Alexa ubiquity with some pulp diction this week after launching a slew of new devices at its fall hardware event yesterday. Ranging from updated smart speakers to wearables such as connected glasses, earbuds, and a new finger ring, the common thread running throughout was the company's unrelenting focus on Alexa integration. And whilst being able to add Samuel L. Jackson's voice to your device was undoubtedly an eye-catching gimmick, the announcement of Amazon Sidewalk, a new low-bandwidth and long-distance wireless protocol for IoT devices, is likely to prove far more significant for the tech industry going forwards. Google has announced Android 10 Go Edition, and with 80% of new entry-level Android phones around the world now running Android Go, it's not surprising that Google is continuing to work on the platform. In a blog post yesterday, the company claimed that the version based on Android 10 will launch apps around 10% faster than before, and reminded us that storage encryption on low-end devices will now be possible thanks to their previously announced Adiantum technology. Sadly, missing from the post was any indication of a change to the update policy for the platform, suggesting that this will remain completely at the whim of the handset manufacturers and carriers. The Python community has adopted a new code of conduct in an attempt to regularize community interactions around the globe. The code of conduct will apply both to online activities and how community members are expected to behave at real-world events like conferences. The new code of conduct was drawn up in consultation with Sage Sharp, who's also been instrumental in similar initiatives at projects such as Elasticsearch and GNOME. Good news for open-source hackers out there. For the sixth year running, Hacktoberfest, a month-long celebration of open-source software, is due to kick off once again next week. Sponsored by DigitalOcean and Dev, the event aims to encourage developer participation in open-source projects. Once signed up, you could become one of 50,000 people to receive an exclusive t-shirt and stickers, simply by contributing four or more pull requests to any public GitHub repositories during the month of October. And with over 140 meetup events already planned around the world, Hacktoberfest also offers a great excuse to get together with other like-minded people. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/14. Drew will be in tomorrow.